Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
This is the mid-evening news at 5 o'clock. I'm Daniel Brennan. In this bulletin, an engineer has claimed in an Oireachtas housing meeting that some quarries in the south of the country are noticing unsatisfactory building materials.
They are suppressing some of the information and some of the damage.
A Strabane man who stabbed his ex-wife to death in 2014 has been released from prison today. A Donegal doctor says officials must stop blaming patients for overcrowding issues in emergency departments.
It isn't going to help.
Over 1,500 Ukrainian refugees have arrived in Donegal since the outbreak of war, and the Higher Education Minister is considering an earlier start date for next year's Leaving Cert.
I think it's an interesting idea.
We'll have those stories in full and a lot more coming up over the next half hour. Kenny Harkin will be here later with the latest in sport, as will Colm Ferriter with this week's Nuacht Osceola. To this evening's main stories, and an engineer has told the Oireachtas Committee on Housing that he believes some quarries, mainly in the southeast of the country, are knowingly producing unsatisfactory building materials. Aidan O'Connell is a consultant engineer at Aoka Engineering Consultants. He claimed at yesterday's meeting regarding the new defective blocks bill that some quarries are doing side deals with affected homeowners. He claims that the quarries in question with these materials are also suppressing this information.
I went on record there not so long ago in newspaper and radio interviews that we have got experience of 12 counties where we've seen damage. And as of last week, we're now on county number 13. So that is actually a substantial amount of properties to be inspecting and reviewing, etc. Some of the difficulties we are having, and I don't mind, I understand this is a public forum, but some of the difficulties we are having is that the quarry owners recognise they have a problem and they are suppressing some of the information and some of the damage and doing side deals with homeowners so as to try and suppress it within the counties. Ultimately, I believe it is going to come out where all of these locations are. And I would encourage anybody and TDs that do have knowledge of affected quarries, because I'm certainly aware of some TDs or some areas in the southern part of Ireland and the southeast coast where there are affected properties, and they probably are well aware of where that material has come from. They just need to come forward and give that information to NSAA or Engineers Ireland.
Pierce McCauley has been released from Castlereagh Prison after serving 7 years for stabbing his ex-wife, the Sinn Féin TD Pauline Tully, 13 times. The Strabane man was sentenced to 12 years in prison, with four of those suspended in 2015 for the attack. It happened on Christmas Eve 2014 at the family home in Kilnaleck in County Cavan. McCauley was previously jailed for his involvement in a botched robbery in which Detective Garda Jerry McCabe was shot dead. First round CAO offers are set to be made to students on Thursday, September the 8th at 2 o'clock. The reply date for accepting round one offers is now 14th of September. This comes as yesterday it was confirmed Leaving Cert results will be issued on Friday, September 2nd. That's 3 weeks later than usual, drawing criticism from many students. The Higher Education Minister today has said bringing forward the Leaving Cert exams could be looked at under planned reforms. It would be in order to ensure students have the results well before the college year starts so they can properly prepare. Minister Simon Harris sees some merit in that idea.
I think it's an interesting idea, and I've heard the IUA and Jim Miley and the IUA say this, but I think it very much will have to be a part of the conversation about senior cycle reform. There's obviously a big agenda of reform in the Department of Education about what replaces the Leaving Cert in due course, and does that provide opportunities to have earlier clarity for students as to what university or further education college that they may be attending.
The Finance Minister has also warned today that failure to deal with high inflation will only lead to greater cost of living challenges in the future. It comes as European leaders have met in Brussels to discuss the economic outlook for the EU. Minister Pascal Donohue says governments are trying to target those most impacted by rising prices without increasing inflation further.
Because history shows us that if inflation becomes a multi-year phenomenon at very high rates, that the challenges that we face in the cost of living only grow. But it is why governments at the moment are trying to get the balance right between putting in place measures that help those who are really affected with the cost of living, but not adding to inflationary pressure.
A Donegal doctor says more should be done to increase the capacity of emergency departments, rather than placing blame on the patients that attend them. Stranraer-based Dr. Kieran O'Farrell says it's a misconception that ANAs are only full because people are showing up with minor illnesses. He told Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show that the numbers of people who attend emergency departments with something that could be treated by a GP is minimal.
I don't think we should ever accept that overcrowding is okay or that overcrowding is acceptable, because we know it results in poorer outcomes. So we know there are challenges in hospital, but we need to continue to strive to make it better. And blaming patients for attending for care isn't going to help. You know, there's some misconceptions out there that A&Es are full because people are turning up with things that they don't need to. People are turning up to A&E because they have to. They're either being referred by their GP with illnesses that either need to be dealt with, or there are no other options to get it dealt with, or people feel unwell and sick enough that that's where they feel they need to be.
So the amount of people turning up for the crack is very, very few, you would feel.
Absolutely. So I asked an ED doctor recently, you know, they have a triage system where people are triaged based on how sick they are. And the bottom rung of that is called a blue triage, where people are deemed that they don't need to be in ED, that they would have been better seeing maybe a GP. That level of attendance is absolutely minimal and probably insignificant in the bigger scheme of things.
The United States Supreme Court has overruled a historic ruling which recognized a woman's constitutional right to an abortion. It now means individual US states now have the power to decide whether to allow, limit, or ban access to abortion procedures. The decision is expected to lead to abortion bans in roughly half of all American states. Sky's US correspondent Martha Kellner, who's outside the court in Washington, says today's decision is immense.
This dismantles 50 years of legal precedent. It was 1973 when women across America were given the right to choose abortion. That has now been reversed.
House prices in Donegal have increased by 19% in the second quarter of 2022. The latest myhome.ie report shows the median asking price for a house in Donegal is now €185,000. There are more details on our website. That's highlandradio.com. Works have been carried out to reinstate the Glencar roundabout after a number of safety concerns were raised. Councillor Donal Kelly recently raised the deterioration of the roundabout at a council meeting, as the roundabout was non-existent and causing major issues for motorists in the area. Councillor Kelly says the works should make the area safer for motorists.
I'm delighted this morning there. I went on that road and delighted to see the roundabout has been reinstated and the works carried out. And I actually sat there a wee minute just to see how the junction layout was working out again with the roundabout reinstated. And you can see everyone using the roundabout the way it should have been. Whereas before, when the roundabout was clearly invisible, motorists were coming down and just cutting across. And I mean, with the roundabout being reinstated, has taken the safety concerns out of the equation now and has left the junction in a very safe manner now again.
An Inishowen councillor has hit out of plans to relocate Gardaí from the Garda station in Muff to Burnfoot. It's emerged the two Gardaí serving in Muff will be relocated and will cover the area from there. Councillor Terry Crossan spoke with Superintendent Gretty Sheridan, who explained that the move was due to a lack of resources. Councillor Crossan says he fears if Gardaí are removed from the area now, they will never return.
The reason behind it was an operational matter. She was under-resourced and had to move people about. And she said that these Gardaí were being redeployed and they were going to be stationed in the Burnfoot barracks. I asked her why that was, and she says, well, because it had a yard, it was a larger barracks. And I said, well, you know, from my point of view and from a person who lives in the community over here, we have for many years built up a very good relationship with our Gardaí, and that Muff, from my point of view, would be a more strategic place in that it is not near the border, it's actually on the border. There is a large number of very significant businesses operating out of Huff, and in my view it would be a retrograde step. And also, if they go, they're probably gone, and it's going to be very, very hard to get them back again.
Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle has presented a bill to the Dáil calling for the legal voting age to be reduced to 16. He presented the bill as part of a debate on the issue last night, where it was revealed currently government did not support forwarding the bill past the second stage. According to Deputy Pringle, many young people have contacted him and other politicians calling for young people's voices to be heard. He says that the argument that not enough young people are interested in politics to learn to vote doesn't float.
First of all, I would like to thank the students of St. Catherine's Vocational School in Killybegs. When they came to Leinster House last month, we further discussed lowering the voting age and what this bill would mean if enacted. And that is essentially what is at the heart of this bill. It's listening to young people and giving them a voice to express their views. I see no reason why 16-year-olds shouldn't be allowed to vote. Any argument I've heard against allowing 16-year-olds to vote seemed to leave out a very important point. Voting is optional. Young people who are not interested in politics won't vote.
The time is 12 minutes past 5 o'clock. We'll take a short break. Sport with Kenny is coming up after these.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's a 5:15, time to go over to the sports desk and Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Daniel. Good evening. We'll start with soccer and SSE or Tristy League Premier Division action tonight. Finn Harps, they play host to St Patrick's Athletic. Jeremy Doherty will have updates here on Highland from the 8 o'clock kickoff. Harps will be hoping to kickstart the second half of the season with a home victory, while the Saints will be looking to keep the pressure on the sides above them at the other end of the table. Pats have won both previous meetings between the sides this season. In team news, David Webster misses out through injury, while Ellie Gail Inzay, Ryan Connolly and Yo-Yo Maddie, they're all doubts. And Bastian Heary, he's suspended. Well, former Finn Harps player Gavin Cullen, he's expecting another tough game for Ollie Horgan's side tonight.
Look, it's always achievable. Last week's result sort of knocked them for six because they went into a break after a very, very good performance in the Brandywell. Probably the best of the season, from what I've seen, anyway. And they probably got a wee lift from that, but then they went down in the first half against Sligo was very poor. I'd say that they're disappointed with that. And I know Ollie's been talking during the week about trying to get players in and stuff, and you could see that they was dejected after the result last weekend, which is understandable. So, look, this week's a huge week, as they all are. It looks like it's a two-way battle at this point between UCD and Harps for that playoff. And look, it only takes a couple of results to give a bit of breathing space, but at the same time, results aren't easy at the minute for Harps or UCD. It's a difficult one, but look, again, football's control up funny results times, you know.
Well, Derry City manager Rory Higgins, he's confirmed that Cameron Dumigan will miss the next number of games, having picked up a foot injury this week. That leaves the Candy Stripes travelling to the Belfield Bowl to play UCD tonight, minus Dumigan, Owen Toll, Ronan Boyce, plus the long-term absentees Michael Duffy and Kieran Harkin. Kickoff there tonight is at 7:45. And there's a huge Dublin derby in the Premier Division tonight, with leaders Shamrock Rovers hosting Bohemians. Dundalk, they start the night 5 points behind Rovers. They go to Shelbourne, and Drogheda play Sligo Rovers. In other news, Republic of Ireland defender Dara Lennon has joined Championship club Middlesbrough on a free transfer. The 28-year-old's contract had expired at Blackburn, where he made over 250 appearances. In Gaelic games, Derry and Armagh fly the flag for Ulster in the quarterfinals of the All-Ireland this weekend. Ulster champions Derry, they start proceedings at Croke Park against Clare, with Dublin and Cork the second game on Saturday. Armagh go up against Connacht Kingpins at Galway on Sunday, with the last encounter being the intriguing meeting of Kerry and Mayo. Looking ahead to the Derry-Clare game, one question being asked is whether Derry will change the game plan. Oisin Kelly has been getting the views of Highlands match analyst Martin McHugh.
People say they'll not change their game plan. I think you're going to have to change it now for Croke Park. It's different. Even though people tell you Clonus is the biggest pitch as Croke Park, and people tell you other pitches are, but they don't play as big. Croke Park plays very big because of the stand and the crowd and everything else, well away from the pitch. So it makes the pitch play bigger, and that's why you see, you know, the way it works out. Chrissy McCagle, Manmark, probably Sexton, and they'll have Rogers hoping to give him a free enough role if they can. On some player comes out the field, they'll push him out the field with him if that happens. So the way Derry play, we all know how they play. They'll single out certain players to mark. They'll probably let the what they feel is the weakest players in the opposition have possession of the ball as much as they can, and try to stop the what they would call the better players having the ball. That's really what they do. So the question is, will Clare do what Donegal done and mirror them? or will Clare go at them in Crow Park? That's probably the big question, and we'll not know until Saturday.
Well, on the pitch tonight in the All-County Leagues, in Division 1, Bundoran, they play St Michael's. In the Senior Hurling Championship, Setanta play Sean McCool's. Buncrana play St Union's. It's Burt against Dunlow, and Arua Ballyshannon play Cairn Donagh. And in the Junior Hurling Championship tonight, it's Burt against Letterkenny Gaels, and St Union's up against Four Masters. In golf, Seamus Power's just one shot off the lead with three holes remaining of his second round at the Travellers Championship. The Waterford golfer is on 8 under par. Patrick Cantley has taken over the lead. He's finished on 9 under par. Overnight leader Rory McIlroy tees off at about 6 o'clock Irish time. He starts at 8 under par. On the LPGA Tour, Leona Maguire is just a shot above the cut mark with four holes remaining of her second round at the women's event. She's 3 over par. Stephanie Meadow tees off from 1 over just after 6 o'clock, as does overnight leader In Ji Chun. She starts at 8 under par. And the DP World Tour has fined players who competed at LIV Golf's opening event in London £100,000 each. The likes of Graham McDowell, Sergio Garcia and Ian Poulter have also been banned from playing the Scottish Open, the Barbasol Championship and the Barracuda Championship. It's believed those fines will double for players participating in future competing events on the LIV series. Former Ryder Cup captain Paul McGinley, who's on the DP World Tour board, says it's a fair decision.
They have to protect also the players who have stayed with the European Tour, who have not gone and joined the LIV Tours. There's two sides to every story, like always is the case. And proportionate, we feel that, you know, £100,000 is a significant amount of money, and we feel that's disproportionate for the clear breach that has happened.
Moving on to horse racing, and it's the opening day of the Dubai Duty Free Irish Derby meeting at the Curragh. There's 7 races down for decision this evening. They've just got underway. The Group 2 Comer Group International Curragh Cup is the feature just before 6:45. Donegal jockey Dylan Brown McMonagall has 4 rides this evening, while Luke McAteer, who had 150-1 double earlier in the week, has 2 rides. And in tennis, there's a potential meeting of Serena Williams and Coco Gauff in the offing at Wimbledon after they landed in the same portion of the draw. Williams is a wild card for this year's event and will play Frances Harmony Tan in the first round, while a French Open finalist Gauff plays Elena Gabriel Rus. Top seed Iga Świątek opens her account against Croatian qualifier Jana Fett. And 3-time defending men's champion Novak Djokovic, he plays Korea's Kwon Soo-won in the first round, while Rafa Nadal begins against Francisco Cerundolo of Argentina. It all gets underway on Monday. That's all your sport for this evening. It's back to Daniel.
Gwyr mae hwgat Kenny, agus nish an nuacht an skilaga le Colm Ferrader.
Seawr mae hwgat Colm Ferrader an seal in the prif skilti. Osgliw ofigi ura lein rilatru kenan go hofigol jaloon shoi hart. A mask ashana ura an lahar na shomri freelight, a rangana, cardlana, agus okaji social ta a curran an leanra foiled, the fobble letcha canon, ta lorlan on san faragnev komai, la lor, clihi, agus aquini ella foiler isakton. Sholu an factus foras nigeliga gale fobble an la komai, factus ella elen leshan fobble at ha imon plana la changa las muiden geltucht. Be gael phobl boncaí mar hubar larnach olis a chorthi aquini agus tachiachti ar foil do phobl ar ga staj den aster a plana la changa. Ta linra la chicanan rónihe mar cantar a siart gael phobl fodfad na tira la ve parchit son actus ur la sian ofiga farber ha gailiga nui capi Padraig McCongall ag ober lish an coardihor plana la changa a la chicanan agus leis an chóiste chun Bárta an Phlán Teanga a tá leagcha hamá donhála a chur chun cin. Tá tuilleadh eolas ar fáil ag eolas ag líonra LC Buncaí. Tá bonú an chóiste chóirlí le haghaidh seirbhísí géalaige fógartha chomh maith an teartan seo ag Rundi Géalaige, chuirtear síos ar mar chéim chun tosaí ghlacaí ó thaobh chur i bhfeidhm acht na teangathe oifigiúla and a chur síos go monófaí an chóiste chóirliach Tivishti the Shavi Tarish Actu Narakti Akta Amin and Olog Shai Hart. Chichin Kurami Fui Life, Fui Homerka and Hostia, Plan Nation to All Shu or Waihut La Sola Herd Service U Pobli, Fridge Mandigeliga, Avedu in a Mask, Tasprek Kurhishis, Gorkanchuri Geliga, Aves in En Quigu, then a Harki Nua Higgin Service Pobli, River a Fiha August a Troha. August ta an a kyoltor omracha Catherine ni willen con a ipu ursaki daravanam glass a hyolu er a kuigulas fishin at san iha amara eg an khoya inera eg a sharta clog shin mo hodge illegalier slanagus banakt.
Weather now, it'll be cloudy and rather breezy this evening with outbreaks of rain becoming widespread. Rain will gradually clear away early tonight and it'll be mostly dry for a time. However, rain will again develop towards morning with lowest temperatures of 8 to 10 degrees overnight tonight. To this evening's main news headlines once again, and an engineer has claimed that some quarries in the south of the country are normally producing unsatisfactory building materials. A Strabane man who stabbed his ex-wife to death in 2014 has been released from prison today. A Donegal doctor says officials must stop blaming patients for overcrowding issues in emergency departments. And the Higher Education Minister says he's considering an earlier start date for next year's Leaving Cert. That's all from the news desk for now. We'll have headlines again coming up at 6 o'clock. But until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Friday evening, June the 24th. The death has taken place of Frankie Graham, Colchester, and formerly of Strabane. His remains are reposing at his sister Bernadette Hunter's home, 9 The Orchard, Strabane, tomorrow evening from 5 p.m. Funeral leaving his sister's home on Monday at 20 past 9 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Kathleen Graham Trust, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Colum Byrne, Kilcosy, Kilcar. His remains are reposing at his home. Removal from there on Thursday the 30th of June at 10 a.m. for cremation at Lakelands Crematorium Cavan at 1 p.m. The death has occurred of Isabel Laverty, Drumbo Stranorler. Isabel's remains will be reposing at her home tomorrow evening from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. and from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Removal from there on Monday morning at 20 past 10 for Mass of the Resurrection at the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler for 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery, Stranorler. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if desired to the Patients Comfort Fund, St Joseph's Hospital, Stranorler, care of Martin McGowan at McGowan's Funeral Home, Stranorler, or any family member. The death has taken place of Bernadette McGillicuddy, 33 Owen Ray Drive, Strabane. Remains reposing at her mother Margaret McGillicuddy's home, 31 Melmount Park, Strabane, from 8 p.m. tonight. Funeral leaving her mother's home on Sunday at 12 noon for Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 12:30 p.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Alan Patrick Moyne, Skeg Road, Burnfoot. His remains will be reposing at his late residence from 6 p.m. this evening. Removal on Sunday morning to St. Angus's Church, Burt, for Requiem Mass at 11:15, followed by interment in Burt Cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu, if desired, to Buncrana Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Seamus Brown, 17 Woodlands, Culmore, Derry. Funeral from his home tomorrow morning at 10 past 10 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Bathan's Church, St. Johnson. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 12 noon. Family Flowers Only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if wished, to the Foyle Hospice. The death has taken place of Anne McCarney, née Donnelly, 40 Shandon Park, Oma. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. in the Sacred Heart Church, Oma, with interment afterwards in St. Mary's Cemetery, Drumrah. The death has occurred of Patrick McGurran, Ross Noreen, Dingley Cush, Bundoran. His remains are reposing at the family home today from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. House private at all other times and on the morning of the funeral, please. Removal from the family home tomorrow morning at 11:30 a.m. to arrive at the Church of Our Lady Star of the Sea, Bundoran, for Mass of the Resurrection at 12 noon. Burial afterwards in St. Ninid Cemetery, Newtown, Bundoran. The funeral Mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. Family Flowers Only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Northwest Hospice, the Mall, Sligo. Care of the donation box at the family home, or by post to Donal Breslin at Breslin's Funeral Home, Bundoran. The death has taken place of Brother Bosco Connolly, OFM Cap, Ardwara Capuchin Friary, Creasla, and formerly of Kilkenny. His remains will arrive at the Capuchin Friary Ards this evening at 7:30 p.m. to repose overnight. Funeral Mass there tomorrow morning at 11 a.m, followed by burial in the Friary Cemetery. The death has occurred of Hugh Bonner, Gargan Knock, Stirlingshire, Scotland, and formerly of the Diamond, Lifford. Funeral Mass will take place on Tuesday morning at 11:30 a.m. in St. Mary's RC Church, Stirling, with burial immediately afterwards in Gargan Knock Cemetery. The funeral Mass can be viewed live on the parish YouTube channel. And the death has taken place of Ali McGeady, 31 Tower Court, Letterkenny, and formerly of Meanderry, Falkara. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Gortley, Letterkenny. Burial afterwards in Newlech Cemetery. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to HighlandRadio.com.